Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9.04 on the clock on this November 22nd, 2022. You have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And Mel, we got some friends joining us today. We have Pastor Bill Torgensen. Am I saying that right? Torgensen? Pastor Bill joining us from the Evangelical Free Church. Thank you for being here, Pastor Bill. And we have our friend Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. Here. Danita, good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
It's been a while. Thanks so much for being here, you two. We appreciate it. And Melissa and I are going to drill you with questions. We're going to have some fun.
We're excited to hear about this.
And yes, definitely want to spend some time talking about the church and Mary's Place. And before we dive into things too much, for Pastor Bill, can you tell us a little bit about the church, about the Free Evangelical Church?
Yeah, thanks. Again, thank you for having us here this morning. I've been up at E-Free. We call it E-Free, so it's Evangelical Free Church
great.
In Wisconsin
I
Rapids.
Like that.
But yeah, we like to go short and tight, right? So E-Free. I've been up at the church for a little over a year and a half. And so I'm fairly new to the church. The ministry has been in place for, I want to say, close to 50 years. Built their building in 1979. Just a solid Bible church, great community. Church is about 100, 120 people. If everybody shows up at Christmas, you know, so we're looking forward to Christmas service. Right? But I was born in Marshfield, so that's kind of my claim here, and then moved down to Illinois just over the border when I was young, and retired from Moody Bible Institute in 2016. And to go back into ministry, finish it out the last 15 years, and so looking where to land the plane, and back home, so to speak. Yeah. And so it has a real good feel to it. So we love the community. Down in Illinois, was heavily involved with several parachurch organizations, Love Inc. Being one of them. And so when we moved up here, it was a natural connection to connect with Danita.
It's great. Thank you for sharing that story. Feels so good. We have a number of people that come in and they go to college somewhere and then they get to come back home and do their job in their home state or in their home county or what have you. I imagine it means that much more with given your field and what you do and to be able to come back to your roots and give back in that way. It means all the more, I got to think.
Yeah.
And then you add on top of it being able to do good for your community and work with other people and have the campaign that you guys have going on right now. So I'd like to get into that and let the audience know more about what that is.
Historically, E-Free has had a real strong missions program. They gave about 35% to missions global, but hadn't done a lot for outreach. And so coming in the door as one of the initiatives that I wanted us to focus in on was how could we reach community? How could we pour back into community? And so the first half a year I was here, it was realigning the church, getting its heart for the holiday going last Christmas, and then this year taking it up a notch. And we were praying hard and looking hard at what kind of community initiative could we partner with, and praying about that, and then working with Danita with Mary's Place. When that came to the surface, we leapt. Leaped, would that be the better term?
Either one works.
Yeah, I speak for a living, right?
Right.
but we have a member in our church, Grant Weimer, who's been involved in the jail ministry and the prison ministries for years. And so in getting to know his ministry, we became quite aware of the need for those coming out of Wood County, needing housing, homeless in the community, because we have the hotels right near us. We're right off of Cook. They would come to our door first before they would hit a lot of churches. And so there's always this benevolent need in this cycle. And so we became aware very quickly of the need for something more permanent, more stable. Where individuals who want to get help and want to get on the right track would be vetted properly, would be helped appropriately. And so, you know, just watching this thing unfold, and I'm sure Danita can speak into that as well, is just how the pieces fell into place. We were looking to help potentially Hannah's Center, which is out of Marshfield as well, but they're a little further behind. And so Mary's Place, all that fell into place with grant money, et cetera. And so for us as a local church, looking for ways to strategically help this community in an area that is huge. And this is a huge need.
Yes.
You know, we were all for it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I think we all have our causes and different things that matter a little bit more to us than others, maybe. And since I was a child, homelessness has been housing in general has been an issue, and it's something that you notice, especially, you know, coming from Chicago and coming from seeing that daily on a daily basis, waking up to it.
Yeah.
And you move up into this area and these areas like this around our country, and you think, okay, well, you're never going to see that again. You don't deal with that stuff as much in small towns or rural areas. And you do. It is there. It always has been there. It's become a little bit more prevalent and a little more of a need, but the need has always been there. And that's the importance of having something like a Mary's Place. And I know we've talked about them a bit on the air here, but I imagine there's some people out there that may not know much about it yet. So what I'd like to do first, Danita, if you wouldn't mind telling the audience, talking to us about what Mary's Place is, and then we can talk about how we can help Mary's Place with this with the Hearts for the Holidays campaign.
Sure, thank you. First of all, I would like to say that Mary's Place is not a homeless shelter.
No.
I know that is one thing that there is information out in the community that it's a homeless shelter. It is not. It is transitional housing. And with transitional housing, there's an application process to get in. It's about giving a hand up, not a hand out. The people who are staying at Mary's Place want to find secure housing, but they just happen to be in a rough spot and need a place to stay for. They're able to stay for 6, 7, 8 months as part of the Mary's Place program. Mary's Place started in Marshfield. I think that was brought up already. It was launched in 2005. And so it's already shown to be a successful nonprofit in the Marshfield area, which has helped hundreds of people in the Marshfield area and surrounding area transition into secure housing. And so that is what we're hoping to do in the Wisconsin Rapids area, in the Southwood County area, is help people who are just in a rough spot and need housing at the time they want to apply to be part of the Mary's Place program. And transition, be part of the program, and transition into stable housing.
As I was mentioning, I've been around homeless people my whole life, and I've never met a homeless person that wanted to be homeless. I've never met somebody who wanted this lifestyle, that wanted to live that way. Most people, and I'm thinking of a lot of the veterans I met when I was a kid, different people like that, that I, as an adult, wouldn't have expected to be homeless or struggling with those situations. And I've never met one person who was happy where they were. All they needed was just a hand up, literally, like a physical hand up sometimes. And that's what this is, the equivalent of that is. It's something that's so beautifully done, and it almost seems simple in its ability to do. Like, it's just A, B, C. But man, when this works, you have, for those out there that don't seem to care much about these kind of situations or whatever, you have another taxpayer. You have somebody who is literally contributing to their community and putting back into their community. That's a positive. That seems like a pretty good thing to me, let alone all the human factor and all the things that I would hope that empathetically people would care about another human being having in their life. At the very least, look at it that way, as this is another person who's literally adding to their community where they wouldn't have been before. Mary's Place helps them do that.
In a healthy way, too, because you mentioned A, B to C.
Mm-hmm.
There has been no B.
Yes.
So when they leave A, they don't get to C. They go back to A, and they're lost. And so it's not just, you know, a help up. It's helping them to learn.
Yeah.
All the fundamental skills and have some accountability there to help them take the first step, the next step, and then the step after that. I think is those that would come out of the penitentiary, they've got programs in place for that.
Mm-hmm.
In the county jails, it's not that established, and so you have this cycle effect, and to break that, you've got to step into it. and that's Mary's Place.
That's so well said, sir, especially because the first I heard about and the first we really talked about this on the air was with Sheriff Becker and talking about that with him. And one of the things that him and I hit it off on right away was the idea of stopping the revolving door. Mm-hmm. And for decades, you know, when we were kids and stuff, it was, well, you got to have harsher sentences. Well, you got to have this, this, and this and stuff. And we realized after decade, that's not working. Why are people doing this? Why is this continuing to happen? And slowing down and asking questions of like, hey, why are you doing this? What is going on? Doing this more has helped us kind of like figure these things out a lot better as a society, let alone our prison system and all that. It all adds up and it all goes together. And when you do these things, because I don't think any one of us want to be judged on our worst day of our life. You know, and very few people that speaks to who they are. It is often that one moment in life where that is what you are and not so much who you're going to be. And Mary's Place gives people an opportunity to not only find out who they're going to be or who they could be, but the potential of seeing that and helping them achieve that. Again, not by handing it to them or patting them on the back and telling them everything's going to be okay, but by giving them some self-worth. Some stability is a good word.
And it's new identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's new identity. It's helping them discover.
So let me get off my soapbox for a second. Yeah. And actually get into the Heart for the Holidays actual campaign. There are a number of things that you guys are addressing with this one. This year, your Heart of the Holidays focus is on. I see that Operation Christmas Child showboxes are one of the things that you guys are also incorporating a part of the campaign.
Yeah. We've got several initiatives there.
Yeah.
We just finished up a Thanksgiving outreach where we handed out 100 gift cards, $35 for food and essentials for those that needed it. We gave all 100 away. We may have a couple that we're still looking to distribute, but that has been a good thing. And then two of them are directly connected to the jail ministry. In the past, the church has worked with an organization called Angel Tree, which is to give gifts to the children of those a parent who's incarcerated. Mm. And so it's a Christmas gift to them. And with COVID, Angel Tree had trouble connecting in the area. And so we just went direct with Wood County and kind of created our own Angel Tree where we're getting the names of the family members and we're getting the gifts that come to the church or we get the gifts to them. So that's one of the initiatives that we're trying to do. And two of those are really focused on the jail themselves, giving some gifts and some treats to those that work at Wood County as well.
There's a handful of things in life that that speak to my wheelhouse, and this is one of them. As being one of those kids, I can tell you how much that makes an impact, how much that makes a difference, especially when it's such a hard time as it is, and have any little thing to look forward to, especially when you know everybody is doing something this morning, this December 25th, what everybody else is doing. When you get to have a little bit of normalcy and feel like another kid, like there's no words for something like that.
Well, and enjoy it. Have some delight and some joy. Scripture says this is pure and undefiled religion, that we visit the widow and the orphan in their distress. Mm-hmm. And what better way to connect with those that are hurting than to just a simple cold cup of water?
That's beautiful. Right? Yeah. Danita, we want to be able to, you guys have sold us on this. We want to be able to help. We want to be able to do some good and impact Mary's Place. How do you do that? How can we help? We've talked about it, but what are ways that we can do? Are there items we can purchase? Are there different things like that?
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to touch on some things you were saying earlier about the community. And really, Mary's Place is really meant to make an impact on families and the community. And the hope is to make a generational impact, as you guys were talking about a little bit earlier. And it's a positive impact. Mm-hmm. And we're really hoping that the community will come together. After I left Love Inc., I started meeting with the churches that really, where I knew had a heart for the homeless population or for housing. And so I started meeting with several different churches, potential donors, volunteers. And to me, I see that this has really brought the community together. Housing has been an issue I never moved away like Pastor Bill. I grew up in the area. I love this community. I've worked in this community for over 30 years. Gosh, 35, 40 years. Okay.
Nobody's counting.
Which is hard to do when she's only 37.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Yes.
But I've seen homelessness be an issue and housing be an issue for years and years. And so I just want to thank the church for what they're doing and for everyone that is really investing in this project. The funding came from the Legacy Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we've seen multiple people, multiple churches just coming together to invest in this. And like Pastor Bill said earlier, the funding for the renovation, the purchase and the renovation of the building has been paid for by the Legacy Foundation. Mm-hmm. But what do we put in it? We need all the furniture. We need appliances. We need towels. We need pillows. We need sheets. We need bed frames. We need mattresses. All those things we are looking to the community. Like Pastor Bill had said, their church has already been launching the Heart for the Holidays, mm-hmm. and they have goals set for themselves on raising some funds to supply some of the furniture needs. But that doesn't account for lamps, maybe,
right.
Or yeah. It doesn't account for shower curtains or curtain rods or the toilet brush or the toilet plunger and mm-hmm. things.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
The little things that make it a home.
That's exactly it. Pots and pans.
Vacuum cleaners to keep it clean.
Vacuum cleaners, things of that nature. So right now, the Mary's Place team is launching an updated website to include Wisconsin Rapids. So people can always call me. My phone number and my email are on that website. You can go. We have a wish list on Amazon. Mm. And so they can click on that and see the wish list. They can, like I said, give me a call and see what maybe the priority needs are. Mm-hmm. And we could talk through that and just a lot of different needs. If you think of what you use on a daily basis in your house, we want people to feel loved and welcomed and cared for while they're in Mary's Place, and then help them with the skills they need to transition out into permanent housing.
Will, I would love to have you guys back like before Christmas and do this all over again. Absolutely. You know, and hit on this. And I would love if you guys came back and you're like, well, we got everything. We just hang out. But we know that probably isn't always the case. So,
but they'll still accept a check for $200,000.
Absolutely. Nicely get that in there. Yeah. But I didn't mean to keep you guys a little longer than we expected or anything. But good conversation. Definitely wanted to get into some of these things and really take our time with it. If people want to know more, Danita, is that the way to find out more and to add to things? You said the website?
Can definitely go to the website, and now I'm going to blank on what the website is, but they would just need to Google Mary's Place Marshfield, and the website should pop up, and then you would be able to find the Wisconsin Rapids area needs there. They can certainly just give me a call. My phone number is 715-570-2283. They could also email at marysplacewr@gmail.com. I have that email, and I would be able to answer their email that way too, and we would be able to connect.
Marysplacemarshfield.org is the website. It's all one word, marysplacemarshfield.org. And thank you both so much for what you're doing for our communities, what you do around here. Danita, you've been doing this a while. I did stuff. You mentioned Love Inc. before. Appreciate that as much as this and everything else you do around here. And really good to meet you, Pastor Bill. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
You guys did a good job, though, so we're going to bring you back. That's the catch. You're going to have to come back. So thank you for the time you took.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. Melissa and I will be back with plenty here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. You want to wait down here? You want to
sure.
You're such a jerk.
Sure.
I
You are a brat.
I am. Yeah, I don't know how you put up with me.
I don't.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Appreciate the time. I'm not as much of a brat to them. I can't annoy them like I can you. So.
It's a good thing they can't see behind the
very,
scenes.
Very good. Very good. Hey, is that a number? Okay. wanted to get to a really quick story here before we go to Mel's news. And this is just kind of a fun one, Melissa. So it comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org, where you can find the complete article, goodnewsnetwork.org. Far out in Western Australia, the tranquil wetland forests are about to shake with the footsteps of giants. That's because a Danish artist has built a community of giant trolls out of recycled natural material for an exhibit that weaves these traditions with modern eco-consciousness and pure childhood creative expression and joy together.
Really?
Thomas Dambo is the mastermind behind Giants of Mandurah, a cultural tourism attraction set in Mangura region of Western Australia, about an hour south of Perth. The giant trolls named Little Lou and Vicky Kirkinson and Zebra are all made of recycled wood, just like the dozens of other giants that Dambo has built in forests around the world. Their limbs are made of pallet wood. Their bodies of other more detailed features are chopped up and cast away furniture. Together, they tell the creative story of the Binjajaran Nobar people and the waterways and wetlands of their home. Quote, I grew up surrounded by fairy tales and stories, and the troll is an important part of Danish folklore. For me, trolls represent the voice of nature. Sometimes they can be gentle and quiet, other times they can be really violent and brutal. And that's how nature is. If you're not careful, nature will knock your whole house over.
That is correct.
And so there's a conservative effort to this and
right,
everything.
Using recycled material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's the creative part of this, too.
And they're just cool looking.
Yeah.
Like that one, he's sitting cross-legged with his hands up in the air like jazz hands.
He's just,
ah, son.
There's I like this one that's all embedded into the ground.
Laying on the ground. Yeah.
Did you see, I really like this one at the top of the article though. Look at that guy.
Oh yeah. He's just sitting there counting his rocks.
And so he's like, you would imagine a gigantic troll. He's there, but his hair are tree
just
branches
like
and
sticks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Sticks that he used for that.
No, that's really creative. And how cool to see that out in the wild.
And he didn't tell anybody where he put these. They're just there. and so you're bopping around hiking or whatever, and you run into this big old troll.
That would be a little astonishing.
And he put these throughout the whole world. Like, they're all over in different areas and stuff. And
that's cool.
You know, we talk about raising awareness for things, and it's usually I'm here and I go on a website or something like that, and that works. That's a good way of doing things and getting reaching multiple people nowadays. Mm-hmm. This guy is going to where you are. He's going to your town, your home, your state, your country, which is really fascinating to me. That makes this even more impressive, let alone the creative ad.
And they're very artistic.
Yeah.
When you say troll, of course, you know, I play Valheim, so I'm picturing this big, blue, ugly, scary guy with a club that's going to chase me and knock down trees. But but these look like friendly giants.
Well, and I like that he brought the attention to that. Now, it's clear that he would, coming from that culture and everything. But trolls, kind of the Americanization of trolls has turned them into monsters more than what they have always been, which is the creatures of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the actual Danish and like folklore stuff. And I just think folklores are interesting. So I've researched them to
they're
death.
Fascinating.
And, they are much more, like he was saying, they are creatures that they're kind of like Earth's animal.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like Earth's mascot almost in some ways.
As long as you are, they're fine as long as they don't notice you.
Yeah. I didn't expect them to be so expressive.
But actually, that statement was a lot deeper now that I think about it. You're fine if they don't notice you. If we're not damaging the Earth, they're not going to bother us. But guess what? We've damaged the Earth.
So be on the lookout for trolls.
Your house gets blown over, you know?
I mean,
let's talk about the fires that have happened, the earthquakes that have happened, the flooding, the hurricanes.
It's a world that needs our attention, and hopefully this brings more attention to it.
Yeah.
Take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun with some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up. Got some random facts we want to get to, too.
Oh, yeah.
Random Fact Tuesday. All that coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good day out there, everyone. It is 9:37 on the clock. Melissa and James here with you. And we don't get to do this very often. It is Random Weird Fun Facts Tuesday.
Okay.
That's the working title. It's okay. The working title.
I could see you coming up with it as you were saying it.
What are you talking about? I worked all night on that. No, I did not.
And then you had to think about what day of the week it was.
Yes, I did. You could literally see it go across my brain.
I did.
So let's dive right into these. There's some actually really fun ones about these, Mel. I think they're pretty interesting. The modern day pirate accent. That we know, everybody, we know.
Arr, matey.
You immediately did it in your head. If you weren't doing it out loud, you certainly did. If you didn't, then you're going to make it walk the plank. Well, we know that comes from Robert Newton's portrayal of Long John Silver in the 1950 Disney adaptation of Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, there was no universal pirate accent. How funny is that?
That is funny.
I love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It feels like, well, it's a pirate accent. We've been doing that since the dawn of pirates. 1950. Like, that's it. Like, it ain't even that old.
Well, because pirates came from all over. I mean, they were no one particular accent.
Yeah. It's a little like, if you really do find it interesting, pirates or like Vikings or any of these things, I really encourage people to actually really look into what those people really were, like mm-hmm. what they actually did and stuff.
As opposed to what Hollywood
right.
made us
yeah.
believe they did.
And nothing against the Hollywood versions or anything like that.
They're
plenty
stories.
Of people, yeah, exactly. Plenty of people are entertained by those. Mm-hmm. So I have nothing against that
no.
stuff.
No.
But I do think if you really care about these things.
Yeah. They're not all factual.
Yeah. Yeah. The longest span between a movie and its sequel is 64 years.
Oofta.
Yeah. And it's Bambi and Bambi 2.
That's crazy.
The first one came out in 1942. The sequel went straight to video in 2006. I have never seen Bambi 2.
Nope.
Number three. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories than frosted ones.
That is dumb.
That's not cool.
No.
Bad Pop-Tart. Bad Pop-Tart. Because they have a slightly thicker crust, which makes it dense with calories. I see. Okay, I was kind of curious about that one. All right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I refuse to acknowledge that one.
No. Nope. I really wanted a Pop-Tart the other day after we were talking about making gingerbread houses out of them. Fortunately, I didn't go to the store.
I did not make the time to do it, but I've wanted one since. Yes,
yep.
Me too. Yeah. Do you have a flavor in mind?
I like the generic Toastums.
Yeah, yeah. They're really good. I like those too.
I think they have actually a lot more flavor in the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Crust?
Yeah.
I guess that's what you call it.
That's what I would have called it. Yeah. I'm a big crust guy, so I'm with you on that. Yeah, yeah. I have driven my mother and my grandmother and Nana crazy my whole life because while they'll work so hard on a pie, and all I want to talk about is the crust or like a pizza that homemade or any mm-hmm. of those things. I could drive them crazy.
Well, but, you know, it's a real talent to make good crust.
I think so, yeah.
My grandma Jean made the best crust.
Nice.
And
nice.
I don't.
No? Oh, that's very disheartening. No, I'm joking.
But I've tried. It just it haven't gone well. But, I mean, I'll try again.
I tried once. And I tried so long that I found out that we had I don't know anymore, but we had a 24-hour grocery store in town because I had to go there to actually buy a pumpkin. I couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. The temperature in Miami has never gone over 100. In fact, it's only ever hit 100 once on July 21st in 1942.
Really?
And I think that is very interesting, especially to people that have ever been to Miami. I have not been there, but I've got a ton of friends and a bunch of radio friends that work down there, so I talk to them on a weekly basis.
Mm.
And one of the first things out of their mouth every time we talk is how hot it is there and how hot it is today in Miami. It's not so much about the temperature as it is just about so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska has more coastline than the rest of the U.S. combined.
Really?
crazy to think of it that way. Yeah. It makes sense, I think, if you sit back and think about it for a second, but I have never really done that before. Right. So just to hear that.
It's almost an island.
Yeah. I mean, immediately think of California and my time out there. And I mean, there's a lot of things I enjoyed about being in California, but the Bluffs were easily my favorite part of it. Mm-hmm. There's no way. It's like going to the fault line. I went up to Northern California, and you can actually go right up to the fault line.
Hmm.
Where when we were connected, when it was Pangea and, you know, Europe and all Asia and all that, and it's all connected and everything, you can see, like, where, and it's, like, just even talking about it, I have no words. It's, like, true history right there.
Magnificent.
I got my buddy will not let me live this down either. I got us kicked out of the little area that we were in because I swear to God, I wasn't thinking. I just started walking along it. And to be fair, I've never experienced anything like this, so I didn't know there was areas you couldn't walk on or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And they don't even have anything like not locked off or anything, so right. Like, it tells you you can't. It's not like I walked through a sign or something or anything. But I'm doing this, I'm checking it out, and I'm literally putting my hands in the dirt so I can feel this, you know? Mm. And I look up, and I want to tell Will, look, you know, and all this. And I look up, and there's this park ranger guy there.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, put that back. Like, that's history
and
you're messing with.
Come over here.
Yeah. Lucky that's all that happened, probably. It could have gotten a lot worse. Just kind of fascinating to think about, though.
Yeah.
All these things, you know?
A coastline.
Just, yeah. Let's see here. And I think, yeah, that'll do it for now. That'll do it. But next Tuesday, maybe we'll get in some more. We'll some more random facts in there for us. For now, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It's Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9:47 on the clock, and you have Melissa and James here with you. And just want to thank all of you for listening this morning, joining us, and certainly want to thank Pastor Bill and Danita Carlson.
Yeah.
Pastor Bill from the Evangelical Free Church, of course, Danita from Mary's Place for joining us today. The really fun conversation, important conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciated the time. Stick around, everybody. We got Morning Magazine kicking off for the week in just, you know, about 15 minutes or so. We're going to kick it off with Taylor Schaefer. She is the 75th Allison Dairyland.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking with her. Got something special from Wisconsin to talk about with her and just to find out how it's going with her reign as Allison Dairyland.
She was just recently crowned.
Yeah. And Sue Sippel, Executive Director of the Family Center, unabashedly one of my favorite people to talk to, and certainly one of those topics we just cannot talk enough about.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate her being in with us. That'll be at 10:30 today.
Nice.
Let's get into some That Ain't Right stories. And our That Ain't Right story today, the feature one, I should say, is not like a traditional That Ain't Right story. Usually we're picking on somebody from Florida or something like that, you know, that kind of thing. This one is more for all of us.
Okay.
And we know that this happens every year, and we've already had some horrible stories that we've read about house fires and those kind of things. I've shared on the air before my family experienced this, and one of the most devastating things we've been through, and that's saying something because my family has been through it. So any chance that we can get some more info out there that we may be able to prevent one of these, even just one, I think is worth the time.
Okay.
And I'm going to go on a limb and say that no one wants to have their house set on fire. Assuming this. I hate to judge.
That's a big assumption.
It is, and I don't like to assume. We all know what happens when you assume things. This one I feel pretty safe on.
Yeah.
So here are three of the most common overlooked ways people accidentally start house fires.
Okay.
Walking away while food is still cooking. Mm. It only takes about 30 to 45 seconds before a fire gets out of control.
That's not very long.
We joke about this a little bit with Mother Nature. Like, you can't beat Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things in life and things technology-wise we've done and all this stuff. And all that being said, we are still at the mercy of Mother Nature. We all are, no matter where you live in the world, it's always going to be the case.
Yes.
I think of a very similar thing with our elements. And fire probably at the top of that list. I have a brain. I'm smart. I'm prepared for a fire. So I can handle this. That's your first mistake. Don't underestimate a fire.
No.
Don't underestimate your prepness for a fire. You think you're prepared? You can always be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we work in an industry that is all about being able to think on your feet. You're never going to survive in this job if you can't think on your feet.
Right.
We live in a life, in a world that is entropy. It is our universe's entropy. It is chaos. There is change all the time. Fire is this. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't. You can prepare for a fire as best you can, and that's all you can do. But do not make the mistake that you are going to understand exactly what that fire is going to do. I suppose if you are a firefighter or you are a fire investigator and you have trained or know this, that's a whole different story. But yeah, I'm guessing,
right, if you have some knowledge in the area. But
outside of that, you know,
just know where your fire extinguisher is.
Just because you watch Backdraft 90 times does not mean you learned some of it already. And look, I've watched that movie 90 times, and I still don't pretend I know anything. Plunging too much stuff into an extension cord. Yes.
Plug it. Yeah.
We do this all the time. We're still doing it.
Overload a circuit.
And understand, people, I'm not pointing the finger. I can be just as guilty of these things. I don't want to sound like I'm like pointing down at anybody or anything. I'm just as bad.
I mean, picture that extension cord in The Christmas Story where he's plugging it in. All of a sudden, all the lights burn out in the whole house. Sparks are flying.
If you plug high-powered stuff into an extension cord or power strip, you can start a house fire. Extension cord fires caused 7% of all house fire deaths between 2015 and 2019.
Wow.
And just doing a quick little bit of homework before starting the show today, that number's increased by at least 10%, or at least in some areas especially.
Hmm.
So, sir, that's another one of those things to keep in mind.
Yes.
And overheating lithium-ion batteries. Batteries in things like electric bikes and scooters or even small electronics can overheat and cause a fire. The best way to avoid it is to only charge them with their official charger.
Yes. Yep, because if you overcharge something, it can overheat.
Especially with Android phones, we kind of gotten into used to being able to plug it in almost anything. Like this can plug my this, it can play. It's a multiple thing and stuff. Not the case. Not so much the case with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of these things, just take a moment. Just take a moment to think about. That's all. We know that the holidays are a rush, and you got a billion things on your mind. And not trying to add to your plate or anything.
No.
But these things.
But you still want a plate to come home to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
We do this thing around Christmas time where we have our wreaths and our green wreaths, and we want to keep the wreath green because every red one is a fire. Let's keep that in mind even before that wreath gets pulled out and they're on our, fire department's, doors and everything. And keep this in mind, too, for that consideration.
Yeah.
Let's make our firefighters work a little less this holiday season.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's the goal here. Get some good stories of the day. Two golf buddies in England got back-to-back holes in one. It happened on a 145-yard par three. They're 69 and 72 years old, and it was the first time either of them ever aced a hole.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
That is awesome.
A guy in Florida was using his metal detector at the beach last month when he found a $40,000 engagement ring.
Whoa.
And he ended up giving it back to the woman who lost it. He said, quote, "Karma is always good. Every time I return an item, I find something better."
Wow, what's he going to find next?
Yeah, right. It's going to be hard one at the top.
Jeepers.
That is a pretty cool thing.
And gold mine.
He's so right about that with the karma part.
Yeah.
Like he's telling you that he actually physically does find something better and all that, but I genuinely believe that does happen a lot more than we realize.
You put out good into the world, it will come back to you.
And last Wednesday, a 27-year-old guy named Roberto Theus walked into a police department in South Bend, Indiana, looking for a cop named Annie Hayes to thank her for saving his life as a toddler 24 years ago.
Aww.
This is an amazing story. Back in 1998, she found him walking around in traffic and scooped him up. He ended up in foster care, got adopted, and says it changed his life. So he wanted to bring her flowers, say thank you, and give her a big hug.
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
And Mel, you got to see this picture too, because he looks really happy, but look at her.
Yeah.
Look at her face. Mm. She is
Because she probably just never knew what happened after that.
Well, and I hope it gets people, because this is a beautiful story just on its surface, just alone. You don't got to do a whole lot of digging. It just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just think about it for a moment or two, how often this happens to our police officers, our fire, our EMTs. Mm-hmm. This is about 15 years ago or something like that. I've rambled before about the way I was born. Mm-hmm. And I fall up on a couch and there's a newspaper article about me. I wanted to reach out to the person who wrote the article and just thank them and mm-hmm. How cool I thought it was. And as I was doing that, I started thinking, well, wait a minute. What about the firefighters and the EMTs that delivered me?
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to know. And not all of them were alive anymore. Mm-hmm. But I just wrote them a letter. Emailed each one of them and stuff. And they wrote me back. And I've got them saved still. Like, it means so much to me and everything. But I didn't even begin to know what it meant to them.
Yeah.
Because you're so right. I'm so glad you worded it that way. They don't get the follow-up story.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. More times than not, a police officer, you don't see, if everything goes the way according to plan, you don't see them again.
Right. Well, they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
But it means so much to people like that man that saved his life.
Yeah. I guarantee almost that, and you were kind of touching on this, she didn't expect a follow-up to the story.
Right.
She was doing her job. She was doing but to get the follow-up is, I mean, there are no words. That look on her face speaks to that. She can't. You know what it's like when you're so overwhelmed that you can't even really smile?
Right.
That's
what she looks like.
Yeah,
she's just, her face is blushed and she looks happy, but not quite sure how to communicate that.
Right, right. I think that you really want to do some great recruiting for our police departments and everything. Put that picture out there. I genuinely think that would be a very good recruiting tool. And not bring them in kind of thing. I mean, just a really inviting kind of this is the positives.
Right.
We spend so much time focusing on the negatives. Here are the positives of what can happen when people are that passionate about their community, they care that much about people to do that kind of job.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved this one for last. I don't know if it's really that revolutionary or that great. Man, I love this story. You can actually find it in thegoodnewsnetwork.org.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really nice long article on this one that I encourage people to read, especially if you could use a palate cleanser. But just for now, just a little abbreviated version of this. A guy's TikTok went viral after he filmed his grandmother taking notes while watching Marvel movies so she could talk about them with her 13 grandkids. Is it funny? Absolutely. And this lady is funny. This lady could have her own show. She's that good. I've seen people who are paid that aren't as funny as this lady was. Especially she's just what is this that I'm watching and all that. But the effort and the care she puts into this, just so that she can, because she
connect
knows her,
with them.
There's a great video going around about adoption, where you see this gentleman, and he's older than we are, Mel, and he's trying to skateboard, and he looks ridiculous. He looks so funny, and he looks so and he just falls and fails and all these things. Ooh. And stuff. And you see him talking to his wife, and he's trying day after day and all these things. And then you see them open the door, and this young lady is standing there with her foster care agent, and she's got a new home, and she's got a skateboard, and she looks in and she sees that he has a skateboard. And I can't even talk about it because it gets you. These darn people with their commercials, they get you. These things are what it's all about, what this whole humanity thing is about.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool to see that stuff. And
trying to find connections and ways to be with other people where they are.
You build that bridge. More times than not, somebody's building a bridge too.
Yeah.
And you meet each other halfway.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful, it never gets old to me, these kind of things. It's really unique. Another good story we have going on, of course, is our great Green Bay giveaway.
It's coming up. We got until Monday to get your name in these boxes. I can't even talk.
Take two.
The New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. It's two tickets, two club tickets to the January 1st game between the Packers and the Vikings. So get on over to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Piggly Wiggly in Nucusa. Get your name into those registration boxes before November 28th when registration closes, and they will announce a winner on November 30th. And a winner from each of those locations will get a $50 gift certificate. And one winner will get those two tickets.
It's coming up. Everybody get in on this. Get those tickets. Buy local, support local. Visit all those businesses. Say hi to
them.
You're
going there anyway.
You're going there anyway. Go for it and have some fun. Melissa, great show today. Thanks a lot. You have a good day.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks, James.
Have a good day, everyone. Stick around for Morning Magazine right here on, oh, you know, Beth, you say it a lot better.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.